from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You know what the cool thing is about this this world and this platform? Everybody's allowed to think what they think.
Yeah.
Y'all allowed to have that now.
No doubt.
888-957-9570, just like this from 925. What up, East Bay? Talking about the Eagles. They were barely winning in previous games. Nobody broke nobody. Disagree. Couldn't disagree more firmly. Right. They were barely winning previous games because they were playing the creme de la creme of the NFL, and they were 10-1. You don't go 10-1 and you stink. The Eagles were a very good football team. They beat Buffalo. They beat Kansas City. They beat Dallas.
They beat Miami.
They had beaten everybody but the 49ers.
They beat the Rams on the road.
They beat the Rams.
They beat Tampa, a playoff team.
And they beat the 49ers in the first quarter of that game.
Yep.
And then they got pantsed in the center of the town, and they never pulled them back up. The Niners broke them.
Yep.
They broke them in half. They won one more game the rest of the year. That is a stunning reversal, no matter how quirky their wins were before that. So that's all I'm seeing and saying, and I get it. If I'm the Eagles, I would have done the exact same thing. They've been very aggressive with big-name, skill position players. I think they watched the 49ers do what they did. Read off those names again, TD, 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 like Debo. Christian, Debo,
Juwan,
Debo, yeah. Everything ended with a Debo. Debo went crazy. And so what did they go do? They paid two wide receivers. They acquired Saquon Barkley. And now, if you aren't familiar with Jahan Dotson, I'm not going to liken him to Debo. He's a much smaller presence than Debo Samuel is. Curtis Samuel kind of played the Debo light role in Washington last year. But Jahan is that kind of player that you could do a lot of different things with around the line
Definitely.
Of scrimmage, and a fast player. And so they've gone weaponry crazy. And I think it's in a direct reaction to the San Francisco 49ers.
He's going to be their third receiver, and they do a lot of 11 personnel, three receiver sets, and he's going to be a guy who's a weapon. He's a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. He's a first-round talent and a guy who was lightly used in Washington because they aren't very good. So now he has a chance to go in there and play the slot, 5'11", 182. He had a better year last year than he did his rookie year, and he's in a perfect spot where he's trying to get that next contract. So he has a chance to show out and maybe go out there and get paid. And I do think your point about Philadelphia is accurate, and forget whatever the texter said, because they led the Niners 6-0 in that game, and they played three more quarters, and then they played six more games after that, and they were a minus 85 over the course of those next six games and three quarters. And the only one that they won was a gutsy 8-point win at home over the New York football Giants.
Hapless.
They lost to Arizona at home.
Yeah.
They lost to the Giants on the road.
By the way, that Arizona game was a big one. If you remember, I do believe that's the game that remember this got profiled on Netflix. Certain members of the 49ers walked up on Mike Silver right after they had won a game, and Mike pulled it up on his phone and was like, look, the Eagles are like losing to Arizona, and whatever it was, fourth down or whatever, stay alive there at the end. And they watched on Silver's phone as Arizona clinched the game against the Eagles, which clinched the one seed for the Niners.
That's right.
And those great players, Kittle being one of them. And thank you, George, for coming on 95.7 The Game earlier today. We'll have some of that. That was awesome. But Kittle was one of them where he looked at that game and it wasn't just we clinched the one seed. He's like, I think I might wear jeans next week.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody played against the Rams. My poor kids. I'd gotten them tickets to that game.
They went
and watched a bunch of backups play each other.
James Conner scores from 2 yards out for Arizona with 36 seconds left. Arizona takes the lead 35-31. Night-night, Philadelphia. That's the way that went. So, yes, the Niners did break Philadelphia, and you actually were the one here on this station to say that you thought that Philadelphia was more than vulnerable, and it turned out to be right.
And is it wild that this trade today, by the way, is in the division? How does that grab you?
It's a little bit wild, but
that's
honestly,
aggressive.
Yes, but Washington's not really in the division. They're I mean, if you want to.
But they are. I mean, I get what you're saying. That's a funny.
Technically, they are, but.
They're more in the division than the Giants are right now.
Yeah,
I'd argue.
The Giants still think that they're in the division.
I'll take Washington over the Giants this year.
Okay.
I'll take Washington for that race for third place in the NFC.
I've already lost a bet on Washington, which resulted in me rubbing Loneil's feet.
Oh, well, get over that. How many years has it been?
No, I will never get over that.
How many years has it been?
It was pre-COVID for sure.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Because post-COVID, there's no way I'm touching another man's feet. That's probably 6 years back.
Oh, hell, dibs.
5 years back. And I can't remember exactly what the bet was. I think it had to do with Washington having, like, winning seven games or something. And it came down to the last week. They didn't get it done. Thank you, Grandy.
Can we on this show, this is like live spitballing here. Can we just, let's make a lot of bets this year. And not for money.
And not for foot rubs.
Well, I don't want a foot rub.
I'm really good at it.
But I'm into embarrassing bets. I am here for
keep
embarrassing bets.
I'm just elite.
You know,
some
of the audience knows that once upon a time at a previous radio station, another host had to wear a thong for a week.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Like another host once upon a time had to sing I'm a Loser on a social media outlet. Once upon a time, this radio host had to sing You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh, jeez. These are all easy.
But they're embarrassing.
Once upon a time on this station, there was a host that had to do a thing called Jamarcus Russell, where he went down Market Street in a Jamarcus Russell jersey advocating for the Raiders to bring back Jamarcus Russell.
I'm in on it. Can we do that? I want to do embarrassing bets. This. Can we do one a week? Embarrassing bets.
We can do it. And
I want to do embarrassing bets.
We can bring back, and the bit that we used to do, it was called Punishing Picks, where the Rise guys, Whitey, Kreidler, and myself, we would pick every game, and whoever came in last, you had to do a punishment. It was Punishing Picks. And Mark Kreidler had to sing his own rendition of Playoff Time, Dashing Through the Snow. It was a whole thing, and it lived and lived and lived. Punishing Picks was a great bit.
Lovely Christy just texted.
Oh, God.
No context needed. She just wrote, no!
Totally.
Like, stop. Stop talking. Shh. Don't do this now.
Embarrassing bets with Willard and Dibs.
No, we don't need to do one a week. I just want to let everybody know I am open to the embarrassing bet.
Nobody, you hear that, Christy?
Well, nobody needs to get naked. Like, nobody needs to get arrested. We don't need to do that.
I told you about the bit where Loneil had to walk naked down Market Street.
Well, let's not.
And the bit was there was going to be a dog named Naked. And he was going to walk naked.
That's pretty funny.
It's funny, but it's a little disingenuous.
A lot.
The bet never got paid
off. Really, really disingenuous would be like, I'm going to walk naked down Market Street, but I'll have clothes over the naked body.
Right.
Like, you know.
Bit was the dog would be named Naked, so he would walk naked down Market Street.
I get it.
It's kind of funny.
I get it.
So the dog's named Naked. You get it, right?
It did not go over my head.
I thought it was clever, but also disingenuous.
Can you explain it a third time?
Probably for you, Grandy.
Yeah, I'm a little slow back here.
Exactly.
Are you eating?
He's always eating.
What are you eating?
An apple?
Oh.
He's either eating or he has his mouth thing in, teeth thing.
Who eats more during breaks, Mark Grandy or me?
Grandy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not close. He's always eating.
First time in the history of my career where someone else on the show takes that crown.
I just I have a late lunch. What do you want from me?
I don't want anything from you. I want to know what you're eating because I love food and I wasn't offered any.
An apple and a sandwich every day. You want to slice some of my apple?
No, that's weird. You've already bitten into it.
I have it sliced up.
What kind of sandwich?
Oh, you know, sliced chicken and tomato
with
and
the crust
pesto.
Cut off.
No.
What kind of bread?
Sourdough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sourdough.
Yeah, Grandy. That's my guy right
there. It's a man after your own heart, no doubt. That is your guy.
He's in there with sourdough and chugging 242 in the afternoon, just getting after it. It's my guy. All right. Anyway, Washington's going to finish ahead of New York in the NFC East.
Yeah, I'm not willing to make that bet. I mean, it's a battle of 5-12 against 4-13.
Oh.
I don't want to sit here and root for Danny Dimes all year. Both those teams are terrible, and my point was Washington is not in the division.
I love Jaden Daniels. He got out of the way for this show once upon a time.
Yeah, he had no choice.
Got a little too involved with Brandon Ayuk and TikTok in the offseason, but hey, we do things for friends, even if they're bad ideas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.